This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to yet another edition of Market Podcast. I'm Santosh Nair, and with me as always in the studio is Anuj Singhal, Stocks Editor, CNBC TV18. Anuj, good afternoon and pleasure to have you here with us.
Thanks, Santosh. It's good to be here, and we'll discuss a lot of issues which impacted the market this week.
Okay. So this rally in small and mid caps, which you have been seeing for the last few weeks now, that trend seems to be persisting. Also, we saw a significant easing of geopolitical tension. So how did all this impact market sentiment?
Yes, and you'll remember our conversation last week as well, that it's time to now go just full throttle into mid caps and small caps, and that's what the market is doing. Look, Santosh, the mid caps and small caps were doing well even when that whole Iran-US skirmish was going on. That was the first indication that the market was looking beyond that in any case. I think this morning I presented a very interesting internal. If you look at the B group stocks, 24 stocks right now are at 52-week high. That's a very paltry number. Despite all the bravado of the mid caps and small caps, that's telling you that the mid cap and small cap rally may have just in fact started. I know we get, you know, sometimes swayed by the fact that it's rallied about 7% this month on the small cap index and about 5% in the mid cap index, but that's nothing compared to the kind of bear market that we've seen in the mid caps and small caps over the last 2 years. So I think what the market is going through right now is focus on quality. The mid-cap rally that you are seeing, one good thing is that it is about quality stocks. You're not seeing junk fly. You are seeing a lot of good quality names do well. For example, today as well, it was Emami, which was up 11%. IndiaMart was up about 7%. There about Godfrey Phillips was up about 5%. So many stocks doing well this week. You know, you've had rallies in names like Mahanagar Gas. You've had rallies in names like Canara Bank. I don't think you can doubt about quality of any stocks. So for me, this really has been a comeback of, I would say, quality growth stocks, which was sort of, for some reason, not performing for last 2 years.
So, Anuj, the earnings season is underway. Now, what have been the early indicators so far?
I think the one key outlier of the earnings season, and so far the biggest headline of the earnings season, was IndusInd Bank. Because IndusInd, from the result high of, I think, 1590 thereabout, has now broken 1400. So, obviously, there's something going on here. I think the market is worried about whether it was a one bank specific issue, or are we seeing some fresh issues emerge in the corporate balance sheets once again? Because for longest, the market's fear is there going to be one more round of NPAs, one more round of write-downs, one more round of fresh financial stress coming into the system out of nowhere? That was the market's risk. I think IndusInd was clearly an evidence that perhaps those fears may not be entirely unfounded. So, in that sense, for me, the real highlight was IndusInd Bank and the way the market's chosen to react to that that number. So, going forward, numbers like RBL Bank, I think, will become important. Axis has already started to see some bit of correction from the higher levels. ICICI Bank has been the go-to stock for the market for some time. So, that will also react to its numbers. Of course, that will come out with numbers later. But for me, the highlight of the earnings season has been IndusInd Bank. Just a thought, Monday morning, the market reacts to three biggest companies of India: Reliance, TCS and HDFC Bank.
A major setback for all telecom companies, particularly Vodafone, yes, and Bharti, given that the Supreme Court has now rejected the AGR petition. So, how do you see the Bharti stock now?
You know, Bharti has been the stock of the last 1 year, and it's no surprise that even in January, it's up 10%. And look, the market's absolutely right in analyzing the way the market's analyzing Bharti. And today as well, the market didn't give any chance to sort of give entry into Bharti. It straight away opened 4% higher. Bharti has raised a lot of money. The Bharti's QIP got subscribed many times over. Bharti has funded itself to pay the AGR. If a relief comes, fine. But if a relief doesn't come, Bharti can pay the AGR and just move on. And it's a one-time hit that the Bharti stock will take and move on. But Idea is in no position to pay. Idea cannot raise any more money. Clearly, Mr. Birla has gone on record to say we are not going to throw more good money after the bad. Market is seeing a duopoly. And in duopoly, as students of economics, we have all learned, both players make money. And that's why Bharti stock just continues to move one way up.
So, Anuj, just a quick question on mid-caps. Now, for those investors who don't invest in shares directly but would like to play it through the mutual fund route, what is the indicator, the pointers that they should look for while putting money into mid-cap mutual funds?
You know, I have a very simple logic into how you should be investing into mid-cap mutual funds. And I do it myself as well, Santosh, is that there's a product called the Nifty Junior ETF. You should be simply doing an SIP in that every month. And in times of bear markets like we saw last 2 years and in times of sharp drawdowns, you should be putting lump sum money into Nifty ETF. What that does is it protects you from, you know, look, you don't know when the next month percent is going to come out from, or you don't know when the next idea is going to come out from. So what happens in concentrated funds is that you're always vulnerable to these kind of risks. What happens with Nifty ETF or Nifty Junior ETF is that these one or two stocks do not really hit your portfolio as much. So the best way to approach the market, and you know, you will notice that most of the funds are not able to beat the Junior ETF, because what happens is that the best performing Nifty Junior stocks get transferred or, you know, get moved up into Nifty, and that's when these stocks top out. And the worst performing stocks on the Nifty get bumped down to Nifty Junior. That's when these stocks make a bottom. The highest component of the Nifty Junior is always going to be about the outperforming stocks. The other way to play it is identify some few good small cap, mid cap funds. This is the time. I think an SIP should not have stopped, but this is the time in which you perhaps over the next 6 to 12 months put in a lot of money into the mid caps and small caps funds, and after that just stop and just let, you know, the benefit of these funds, you know, get into your NAVs, because I think mid caps and small caps are likely to go through a big rally. I maintain my view that this is a market which is bottomed out. This is a market which is sensing some big recovery in earnings in 2020, and this is a market where mid caps and small caps will surprise after a 2 year hiatus.
One last question, Anuj. Good week for pharma and FMCG companies as well. What are your views on both these sectors?
I think selectively there are phenomenal opportunities available there, Santosh. Today, in fact, for example, in our top 10, we spoke about Emami, and that was up 11% today. I think pharma selectively is seeing a lot of buying. Dr. Reddy's, Sun Pharma, Torrent Pharma today was one of the top gainers. Lupin's making a strong comeback. If you see the chart of Aurobindo Pharma, I think what the market now believes is that after having gone through 2 or 3 punishing years of US FDA action, now the market believes that perhaps purely in terms of value, a lot of these stocks offer you good value. You know, 3 or 4 years back, Sun Pharma's market cap was more than the market cap of entire pharma sector right now. That is the kind of bear market that pharma has gone through. So obviously that's one reason that you're seeing this kind of move. FMCG is you know, one of those all-time favorite sectors which never goes out of the vogue, actually. It's just that it goes through a periodic correction but then makes a strong comeback. Tata Global, Emami, you've seen so many stocks do well. Godfrey Phillips made a move today. United Breweries, all kind of consumption names, PVR if you want to include it, a lot of these stocks have done well. And you know what these companies have is they have a niche market of their own, and that's why, you know, all the slowdown, everything, you know, we keep hearing slowdown, but every third week a movie is turning out to be blockbuster, the latest being Tanaji, right? So that's one area which I think has managed to create its own space, and that will continue to do well.
Well, Anuj, on that note, wish you a happy weekend, and thanks a lot for sharing your insights with our listeners.
Thanks, Santosh. Have a happy weekend.
And that's all that we have in this edition of the Market Podcast. In case you have any feedback or suggestions for us, please do write in to mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Have a happy weekend.